Cord worked in a compound where everything was made of metal, which marked it as an ancient place. Not quite as ancient as a place made of stone, but probably dating back to the middle of the Praxic Age, when steel had become cheap and heat engines had begun to move about on rails. It was situated a quarter of a mile from the Century Gate on the end of a slip that had been dug from the river so that barges could penetrate into this neighborhood and connect to roads and rails. The property was a mess, but it drew a kind of majesty just from being huge and silent. It had been outlined by a fence twice my height, made from sheets of corrugated steel anchored in earth or concrete, welded together, embraced against wind by old worn-out railroad rails, which seemed like overkill for a windbrace. In fact, it was such conspicuous overkill that Jezri and I interrupted each other trying to be the first to point it out and got into an argument about what it meant. Other parts of the perimeter were made of the steel boxes used later in the Praxic Age to enclose goods on ships and trains. Some of these were filled with dirt, others stuffed with scraps of metal so tangled and irregular that they looked organic. Some were organic, because they had been colonized by Slashberry. There was a lot of green and growing matter around the edges of the compound, but the center was a corral of pounded earth. The main building was little more than a roof on stilts, straddling the last 200 feet of the canal. Its trusses were oversized to support a traveling crane with a great hook dangling from a rusty chain, each of whose links was as big as my head. We had seen this structure from the Minster, but never given much thought to it. Teed into its side was a high-roofed hall, enclosed by proper walls of brick below and corrugated steel above. Grafted to the side of that, down low, was a shelter module with all sorts of homey touches, such as a fake wood door and a farm-style weather vane that looked crazy here. We knocked, waited, then pushed our way in. We made lots of noise, just in case this was another one of those places where visitors were put to death. But no one was there. The module had been designed to serve as a home, but everything in it had been bent to serve the purposes of an office. So, for example, the shower stall was occupied by a tall cabinet where they filed records. A hole had been sawed into a wall so that little pipes could be routed to a hot beverage machine. A freestanding urinal had been planted in the bedroom. The only decoration, other than those crazy-looking rustic touches that had shipped with the module, was oddly shaped pieces of metal, parts from machines, I reckoned, some of which had been bent or snapped in traumatic events we could only imagine.